Coming to you live from the city that spawned the band Tesla, it's the Nate Darling Show with Becca Costello, Ted Sampson, and Christiana D. Yo. Now, with a head-banging song in his heart, here's Nate.
That's the way everyone should go through life, just banging their head into their heart.
Or against walls.
No, that would hurt. Your heart's soft. It's a muscle.
Oh.
It can take that, and it's, it sort of keeps it. I don't know idea what I'm talking about. I didn't go to medical school.
Are you
it
sounded doctor? Metaphysical. I liked it.
Yeah.
It's a weird concept-y idea, isn't it?
It's all good.
Yeah, it's what we do.
I'd like to convert to your religion, please.
I don't have one, so
okay.
Welcome.
Thanks.
Coming up on the show today, we've got some fun stuff in Florida Corner. Not going to go into any more detail than that. You'll just have to wait.
Ah.
We have another edition of Is This a Thing? Dita Von Teese on seduction. The one person Andy Cohen doesn't want to see on Watch What Happens Live ever again.
Ooh.
There seems to be there'd be a lot of choices for that.
There is, and I was actually kind of surprised by his choice, and hopefully everyone else will be too.
It's not me.
Well, you've not been on, have you?
Not that I know of, but a lot of things happen that I don't
They do
about.
Drink a lot on the show. I've seen it a couple of times. That's kind of how it goes. So wanted to start out by saying the Midtown Target on Riverside and Broadway is dead to me.
Oh, no.
I have nothing against Target as a company. I will frequent different Target stores, but that one is dead to me. Dead.
Why, Nate?
Many times in a row, I've gone, you know, when you go to the store, you're like, I need this, 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 and this. And you get your list of like four or five things that you need.
Oh, yeah.
And that you make this trip there specifically for that. Well, on at least five or six different occasions in a row, they have not had one of those things I've gone for.
But like what thing?
It's not even the same thing every time. That's what's frustrating about it. It's
what
not like.
The, what was the what? Was the dead to me item? Like, what was the last straw?
The last straw was something in the over-the-counter medical section that I needed.
Question.
Yes.
Are these things that Target would normally stock,
yes,
but they're just poorly stocked?
Correct.
It's not things that they don't carry.
Exactly.
It is a smaller Target. Like, that
exactly.
That one is a smaller Target.
Yeah, well, that's still no excuse. It's been, in the past, it's been, one time it was cat litter that I had originally gotten. I switched cat litter and I got a bag there and I'm like, oh, I need another bag. I'll go to Target. Nope, don't have any. Then another time it was cat food.
Oh, what, no.
Yeah.
That's
so,
why your cats are wasting away.
It is. That's why they're down to a combined 25 and a half pounds.
That's not bad, is it?
I don't know.
Okay, sorry.
So that's pretty much it. So I'm going to go to a different Target now. I'm just going to alter my route home from work when I need to go to one, and I'm not going to that one. It's kind of dirty and grungy and meh. Anyway,
are you switching to the one in the Arden area, or where
no.
Where are you headed?
Well, I work in South Sac, so there's one on 4th Avenue just off the 65th Street Expressway, which is pretty new. It's over near Sac State, so that's so you'll run into me there if you're looking
isn't
to run into me at Target.
Smaller one too?
No,
that's a big one,
no, it's big.
I've been to it once.
It's really big. It's really, the only thing it doesn't have, and this isn't really a deal breaker for me, is there is no Starbucks in it.
I know there was a thing of Starbucks that had in Targets at all.
Oh, yeah.
No, yeah.
Not the ones
yeah.
there are.
Like Safeways, they just
pop up everywhere.
If mm-hmm. there isn't a Starbucks in your Target, where on earth are you going to get Starbucks?
I know, it's pretty rough. It's pretty rough. Today, I had a Starbucks this morning on my way out to the outlets. We're recording on Labor Day because we record on Mondays. And I got a Starbucks on the way out, and I saw a sign on the way out toward Vacaville for Dutch Brothers Coffee in Davis. And I'd had Dutch Brothers Coffee, I think I mentioned it, in Klamath Falls. And I'm like, that is awesome. So I'm going to stop on the way. I stopped on the way back. And Dutch Brothers Coffee, it's basically a drive-through coffee thing. There's a walk-up window, and then there's drive-throughs on each side of it. And I ended up pulling in behind this minivan full of people. And it was such a long wait that I put my car in park.
Ooh.
Waiting behind them. And she was, I was listening to some music.
Is it like a one person shop or is
no, there's two.
There?
Okay. There's always two. There's one working each window.
Oh.
So I'm, and Taylor is the employee of the month, by the way. Congratulations to you, Taylor.
Good job, Taylor.
Yeah.
Mazel tov.
He looks like he might be kind of sketchy, but he's the employee of the month. My guess is Since they're open 24 hours a day, he's the guy willing to take that graveyard shift. Anyway, so I hear this woman going, no, I don't want it watered down. No, no, no. I don't want it diluted. I don't want it watered down. And I'm like, oh, what a delight. Because how awesome is it that you get to stand in a tiny booth? The whole booth is about the size of the four of us sitting here, like in couches and chairs. That's the size of the building they're in.
Yeah.
And you're there all day working your shift, and you've got to deal with this gigantic C in her Honda Odyssey. Odyssey, get it? Hey,
kind of. I mean,
yeah.
I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Do you?
I'm with you, yes.
Yeah, so I enjoyed Dutch Brothers coffee. I mean, coffee is coffee. There's not this gigantic difference from one to the next. It's fine, but if I'm driving by a Dutch Brothers, I will go there.
There's a Dutch Brothers really close to our house, and we've never been there.
Oh, you should go.
Someone once told me, too, because I've been looking for barista jobs, someone once told me that I really had more of a Dutch Brothers personality than a Starbucks personality.
Yes.
I do not know what that means.
Well, let me explain. Well, no, that's Taylor. the Dutch Brothers people I've dealt with are... all female, and Taylor was a guy, but the ones I've dealt with are all female. They're very happy and bubbly and smiley, and how you doing, what's going on today, you know, that sort of happy-go-lucky personality. Starbucks, man, it's hit or miss. It really is. You know, are you going to run into somebody in a good mood, or are you going to run into guy with giant gauges in his ear? Are you going
you
to run?
You can have guy with giant gauges who is also in a good mood.
Oh, I've
not always.
I've not seen that.
Normally
he's angry at the world because his dad did something.
There's one.
His dad made him play Little League, and he didn't like it because he wasn't good at it. And now he's going to show him.
Good.
Is that why I didn't get hired at Starbucks?
Could be
because of Little League.
No ear gauges. No Little League.
Did you show them your bitch face? Because that usually is what clinches it.
Oh. They didn't ask.
I think you would do.
No, you got to flash bitch face at them just to show that you can do it.
Do I have one of those?
I don't. I guarantee you do.
Oh, Ted.
Everyone has one.
Without hesitation, Ted goes yes.
When do I show it?
When you're mad
at yeah. you.
You're never mad at me, honey.
I don't think I am.
No, now we're in trouble.
Wait, was it today when I was like, is there any rice left? And you were like, no. Was that?
Maybe.
Is that as bad as it gets in Ted Buckle in?
I think so. I think so. And then I was like, I'm sorry, I was crabby about the rice. And he was like, I'm going to go to the store and get more. That's exactly what happened in the space of like 2 minutes.
We're not
so.
Where's the quinoa, you asshole?
Yeah, I mean, it's all relative. Everyone has a bit of. Did we saying the B word or not?
Yeah, we're yeah.
Okay, we're saying bitch, but not C word because we don't want to offend anyone. Your bitch face is it's just it's all relative. Some people have probably a bitchier face than you. I probably have a dick face or a D face, a cock.
It's still bitch face. It's gender neutral. Yeah, it's a gender neutral term.
You're a nicer, bubblier person than I am, so maybe it's not a surprise that I have one of those faces.
Anyway. No, it happens.
Yeah. My kids.
Oh, did that make you feel bad? Honey?
Yeah, I don't want to have a bitch face. I'm sorry to everyone who's seen it.
No. Oh, the thing is, you don't.
Why would you apologize for your emotions, girl?
Come on.
If you got to be bitchy about something, be bitchy about it. Fuck the haters.
And having the face isn't the same as being bitchy. It's just, I guess, when you have a reaction to something, maybe it's there.
And the only reason you would have to apologize is if you walked around with that all the time.
Yeah, which you definitely
we
don't.
We all have our days.
Yeah, I mean, everybody has their day. But
even
that
the Today Show did a feature on resting bitch face or whatever.
Yes.
Resting face.
Yeah,
whatever.
Well,
my mom made a joke about that, and I was like, oh, God.
Was that one of those weird hints?
I don't know. I'm sure I have it.
Christiana, did you see the Today Show feature about resting bitch face?
Well, one of my biggest pet peeves
really
is if you're walking down the street minding your own business and some guy's like, hey, lady, let's see a smile. Why don't you show me a pretty face?
Oh,
please
I hate
smile.
That.
And
God,
be like,
I hate that.
I don't even shut the fuck up.
Ted, do you get that often? Is that why it bugs you?
Let me see your happy face.
See your
Come on, beautiful bearded man. Give us a smile. Light up my world.
It's happened to you.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, it's happened to me. Yeah.
It's so annoying, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really annoying.
I said that to an. Whoa.
Oh.
What happened?
It's all right. I have not put my tablet into airplane mode.
I
So something was posted on Facebook, and we've all been alerted.
Okay. Everybody.
Let me
the show. There's a post.
Is everyone friends with Nate Darling on Facebook? If you're not, you should be.
You should be.
And the Nate Darling Show.
Yes. And we have a big announcement, too.
Oh.
We are starting. Let me turn Wi-Fi off here because that's just going to make life a lot simpler for everybody. Starting basically when this show goes up, and there will be a link on the show page, we are going to have the Nate Darling Show news page. It's a virtual online newspaper of every story that we talk about.
Small town news. Small apartment news.
Well, it's not about us. It's about the stories that we talk about on the show. So if you want to read more about anything that we talk about, it's all going to be there. If you're like, oh, did they really have a good take on that? Or, oh, I want to know more about that thing they talked about. All of the links are going to be there for you. So that's a new feature that we have coming up on the show.
Yay. Like, I want to see what the face of a guy who humps a couch looks like.
Again, right. if that story comes back, that will be there. Every story we talk about will be there.
That sounds like fun.
It is. So you guys, Ted and Becca, you went rafting this week?
Yes, we did.
Can I just say, I really wasn't sure from the way you phrased it if you were going to do an activity or to have lunch somewhere interesting.
Oh.
I was like, is there a chili bar? There may be. Oh. And there would be like all kinds of vegan chilies or something.
That would be delicious. But no, the chili bar is actually a part of the American River on the South Fork. And they call it that, we learned. Because the Chileans mined that portion of it during the gold rush, and they built these like stone walls that helped with the mining, and you can still see parts of them.
That's cool.
So yes, we went river rafting, and this was actually Ted's extremely belated Hanukkah present because I got a good deal on rafting quite a long time ago, and gave him rafting gift certificates that we only just now cashed in.
It wasn't belatedly used, but she gave it to me on the
timely
time,
given,
but used late. Yeah,
yes. Such a deal.
Oh, yeah.
It was such a deal.
It's perfect for me.
Ted has been
Hanukkah.
Ted has been rafting all over the United States, but never on the American River, and I have only been rafting on the American River. So we went, and it was very thrilling.
It was thrilling.
Was it very like rapidy? Did you fall out of the boat kind of rapidy? Or?
Have you? Yes, there are photos on Facebook.
Pictures. I saw some of those. Yeah,
photos, a lot of them. But what happened was the first thing we get on the boat. We get into the boat. We go out to the first, like a very small rapid, I would say. That's the chili bar, right? Is that what it's called?
We were at the chili bar, but okay. I don't know what the rapid was called.
It's a pretty small rapid, and our guide says we're going to do something called surfing, which I've never done, which means you kind of sit in the current and you kind of just row against it, so you're kind of sitting in place, bobbing up and down against this current. Is that
The boat's going upstream, and you're kind of paddling backwards to surf the current.
Okay.
And within the first 3 seconds, I realized this water is extremely, extremely cold.
And it's rushing into the boat, like over the sides, like you're just getting splash.
So, mm-hmm. And I'm prone to hyperventilation when I get really cold water on me. I don't know why that is exactly. So I already feel myself tensing up and getting kind of cold, and then I almost fall out of the boat. So there's a guy in front of me, and the guide grabs me, and I don't fall in. But then a second later, I actually do fall out of the boat, and I'm kind of terrified because I'm hyperventilating. I feel like I'm going to die, and I'm on between the boat and the rapid, and I'm clinging onto the side of the boat with one hand.
And water's just pouring over his head. Like, you can't really see Ted. You can just see his hand, like, holding onto a rope.
And from what I've told him, I can kind of remember the guide is saying I had to let go. He's like, you have to let go. And I said, no, I didn't want to let go because I was afraid I'd
promise I'll never
die.
Let go. Yeah. And then he started reenacting a scene from Titanic.
Exactly. But it's like he's getting smashed face first into the boat, and the water is over his head. So the guide's going, let go, let go. And he's just clinging on. And so the guide just stands up, reaches over, and pries Ted's hand off of the rope and just drops it into the water, at which point Ted completely submerges under the boat and disappears.
I pop up a few
that
feet away from
be
the
better.
Boat.
Yeah, and shot him out from under the boat, so it was the right thing to do, but it just kind of looked funny. You know, guy's just like, nope, you are now, there you go, and Ted just shoots under the boat and out the other side.
Right, and I was like hyperventilating, kind of freezing, and I just kind of scared, I quite honestly. So I was kind of sitting there.
I wonder why.
I know, and then so
what a weird reaction. I mean, covered with water at a high speed.
Becca calls out to me, Ted, are you okay? And I said, no. And then for the next couple of minutes, as they're steering toward me, I kept going, oh, just like making this ridiculous moaning sound like a whale that's been harpooned in the butt.
But it was very rhythmic, like with every out breath. Like it took us a while to get over to him.
No, it wasn't sexual.
It was like that, but sadder.
Oh.
Yeah,
it was horrible.
And it was like, and I didn't really know because I'm like, are you okay? And he's like, no. And I'm like, did he lose a limb? Like, what is going on under the water?
I was just cold and miserable.
But he was really just scared. Yeah. So he was just sitting there like, oh.
So pathetic.
Well, that sounds like a super fun outing, you guys.
So to recap, Ted is an experienced rafter who's done it all over the country, and this is what happened.
It's pretty much what happened. Apparently, he's never fallen out of the boat on any of his rafting trips.
Not into that cold of water either.
And
that's what it was. I think I was just like, I'm going to drown because I cannot move my
limbs. But that is the
thing.
I read so at the beginning of the summer, there was like a post going on Facebook, and I reposted a bunch from a guy who, a Coast Guard guy who specialized in like deep water rescue type stuff. Ooh. And he did a really good, terrifying article about what drowning looks like and how it's quiet and it's like, you know, to scare parents into
right.
watching their kids more. But I was reading a bunch of, then I got sucked into his blog where he just, you know, talks all about like water rescues and things that happen. And he was, he had a post on the Tough Mudder races. Where people go and it's like an obstacle course in a 10K, and you're like, it's like a military thing supposed to be, you know,
yeah,
crawl on your belly under some barbed wire and then like jump off a platform in a ditch.
Through
and
the mud.
And some guy died doing it, and so he was sort of theorizing like how this probably happened if you're not trained, because a human reaction when you get immersed in cold water or like splashed with cold water is you go, like
yeah.
you do that.
Yeah.
And that can lead to bad things because.
Like inhaling water?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I notice I do it like if you splash cold water in your face first thing in the morning, you're kind of like, ooh.
Yeah.
Right.
So, but yeah, so it was a normal physiological reaction, Ted.
Oh, good.
It was.
I feel vindicated now.
But then we pulled him back in the boat, and at this point, we are like 2 minutes into a 4-hour trip, you know, and Ted is just sitting there, and he looks miserable, and he's shivering.
I
was like,
bee face on, I think.
Happy Hanukkah. Like, this is a great present. But then after that, we didn't fall out of the boat the rest of the time, and we had a good time. We dried off, and we successfully navigated much more difficult rapids, and it was cool, I think.
Yeah.
I would never do this.
And this
never, never. I will. This will never be something I want to do.
We actually have a little recording of what was going through Ted's mind as he was going under the boat.
Those were very bad times.
Now we know.
And then we spent like $30 or something on the deluxe photo package, so you can see the play-by-play of Ted falling under the boat on his Facebook.
Oh, is there like a flip book?
Yeah.
Do they have a guy on land who's like just waiting to see something bad happen?
Yeah, because like we said, it's the very first one, so you're just leaving the camp, so they have the person taking pictures of you. They take pictures kind of at the beginning and the end.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it was all completely documented. And you can also see the really sad fact that there was a decent amount of time in which Ted had fallen overboard and was being submerged, and I had not noticed, and I am looking over the other side of the boat, and I'm like, wee! And I'm paddling, and I'm like, la, 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 and, you know, totally oblivious to Ted's plight.
Wow.
Yeah.
I know. I felt bad.
It was fun.
Yikes.
Everyone go.
It sounds delightful.
Right. It was really fun.
Yeah,
I had a really good time, but I'm sorry.
Well, yeah, you're not the one who went under the boat.
Ah. No, I later jumped in just to sort of equalize things, but much later.
And it was by choice.
It was
and
by choice.
And she didn't stay in very long.
I didn't. I tried.
Don't minimize it, Ted. Come on.
It was one of me. I don't know. Sorry, baby.
You got to admire the fact that she did it.
Oh, no. So. I was impressed. I would not have intentionally gone that water ever.
So let me ask you this. Would you do it again?
I think I would. I've done that trip a few times before, and it's always fun.
Yeah, I'm down to do it again. I'm not deterred.
There you go.
I will stand on the shore and take pictures.
Okay. You can sell them for $30.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, if you do the float from like Hazel or wherever it is, just have you done that little float?
Yeah.
There's that one little rapid in the middle where it's just like bloop.
Rapid?
Yeah.
That is awesome. That's all I need.
Perfect.
One rapid. Not like rapids. It's just like one rapid.
Rapid. I said that.
Mildly rapid. So also this week, I went to the movies. Did you see The World's End?
I did.
Okay, we both saw The World's End.
Oh, that
I did.
Pirates of the Caribbean movie?
Nope.
No.
That is at World's End.
Oh.
This is The World's End.
The World's End is Simon Pegg and Nick Frost's new movie. It's written by Simon Pegg and not Nick Frost.
Edgar Wright, I think.
Yeah, Edgar Wright was the other writer. He also directed the film. What did you think of the movie? Because I'm not a geek, nerd, whatever, but I do like Simon Pegg.
Right.
And Simon Pegg is, for anybody who doesn't know, he is awesome, but he's also very big in the nerd geek community.
That's true.
Sort of like Chris Hardwick, if Chris Hardwick were an actor instead of a host.
Aha.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, he's iconic in that community a little bit.
With Shaun of the Dead and all that.
Right. So, like, one of the, I think the first TV show that Rob ever showed me when we were dating was Spaced.
Okay.
Which is Simon Pegg's show from now a long time ago. and we had just been watching Spaced because Rob went and saw the World's End last weekend with Nick and Michaela, and because our sitter wasn't available, so I was like, "You go, have fun." And he came home and was like, "It's the best. I'll go see it again." So we went and saw it this weekend. And so we just been watching Space because we've been talking about how much we like, you know, Simon Pegg and trying to get in the mood and catch up on stuff and whatever. My first thought was, oh my God, Simon Pegg looks so old. Inexorable march towards death. We're all going to die. The life is short.
Oh, no.
I feel terrible about everything. So everyone, and then like, there's another character, even more shocking. If you watch Spaced, have you seen Spaced? Any of you guys seen Spaced?
No.
Oh my God. I can't even look at you guys.
Oh,
that's it.
Sorry.
How's that? That's crazy. Wait. You really should, because you would like it.
And you can look at us then.
A lot.
But
party at my house.
But anyway.
So just seeing the people, sort of his cast of actors look so much older was shocking. And I think he's sort of playing like older and kind of bedraggled anyway.
Well, he is 42 now.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, that's, I know, but he looked older than that.
Yeah.
And he's supposed to be like kind of hard knock life guy.
Well, yeah. I mean, the whole idea is he's the guy who starts, this isn't really that much of a spoiler alert. He's in like an AA meeting. To start or some sort
of
rehab.
Yeah, he's like a support group.
Yeah,
like,
some sort of rehab support group. He's a hard drinking, drug doing lifestyle sort of guy.
Yeah.
In the film.
Rode hard, put away what?
And he basically never got away from, it means he was sexed up. But that's not what you meant.
That's not it.
At all.
I don't know. I'm just going to throw idioms out and see what sticks.
Basically, the premise of the movie is, the greatest night of his life and his friends' lives were when they tried to do, what was it,
the Golden Mile. A pub crawl, like an epic pub crawl.
It's a 12-pub pub crawl, and they never made it all the way. They made it through 9 of them.
Where is it?
Somewhere in a fictional British town.
Oh, okay.
And so the idea is he tries to get all of his friends back together.
The World's End is the name of the 12th pub.
That's the last pub. Tries to get all of his friends together, and he manages to do it, to go back and do the Golden Mile. And I don't want to say any more about it.
Hijinks ensues.
Yeah, I don't want to say any more about it because I think that would ruin it for people. And I saw the trailer, and then I read a little bit, and they're like, there's much more, there's this. And I'm like, I stopped reading because I didn't want to know about the other stuff. I really enjoyed the movie.
I thought it was good. I think Rob built it up a little bit too much for me.
Yeah.
And the ending, like, oh wait, we'll come back to this in 6 months when the window for spoilers is closed.
Sure.
But the ending to me was like, wait, actually, and I put it out to Rob and he was like, yeah, kind of. So
you mean the very, very end?
Well, the very, very end was a problem too.
Yeah.
But just the general, like, all of the ending was kind of like, well, that I'm not sure that says what you think it means. What you think it means?
Because there was a resolution, and
the resolution was a problem, and the end,
the
very, very, very end,
the denouement,
the closing shot was, so, like, what the fuck was that?
So you were good right up until till they got to the World's End, basically.
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay.
No, it was after the World's End.
Oh, okay.
That they lost me a little bit.
Okay. Yeah.
But it was good.
That's,
I think,
way at the end.
I think Shaun of the Dead and Hot Fuzz are stronger.
Hot Fuzz is an incredibly funny movie.
Yeah, I think those two are both a little bit like. Have you guys seen?
I've seen both of them.
Oh, yeah.
Then you would love Space. We're gonna need a day.
Okay.
To do this.
Everybody who's listening, come to Christiana's house and watch Spaced.
It's only like it's like 12 episodes, so it's like 6 hours. That's manageable. We can
oddly,
plow through that.
Oddly, that's 6 seasons in Great Britain. 12 episodes,
the longest
6 seasons.
Running show ever. And I was also disappointed that there were, I don't know, it's like such a thing for me, but he usually has more, there's some like women, some actresses in his group of people that weren't in this one that I was hoping were going to be in this one, and there weren't any. It was like a buddy movie.
Well, of course it was. That was
like
the whole premise. They were on they were on a pub crawl. It wouldn't have made
girls
sense.
Don't pub crawl.
Ladies can't go to pub crawls?
Well, you can, but you're not. It's when guys do pub crawl, it's usually guys.
It was less a problem with the characters that are chosen than I just miss some of the comedic actors that are usually in his films that weren't in this.
So you went in with the expectation of Simon Pegg should have these people in his movie, and when he didn't, you were kind of disappointed.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay. The expectation was just like, oh, I wish I had seen so-and-so because I like them. That's all.
Okay. I would say if you enjoy Simon Pegg, go see the movie.
Oh, yeah.
You'll enjoy the movie. It's a fun movie. It's you're not going to lose out on anything if you wait to see it on DVD, though. If you're
I
like,
felt like I lost a lot of wife points for not being as like up on it as Rob was, though.
Well, I think he probably did it a disservice by telling you how awesome it was, because you went in with I hate that. When you go in with like huge expectations, it's next to impossible to meet those. If he would have just, if he would have said, I really enjoyed it, I'd like to see it again.
Yeah.
Then you would have gone in with something a little bit more. I went in with like, I'm going to go see something akin to Hot Fuzz. I know it's not going to be the greatest movie in the world, but I'm going to have fun. It's going to have funny moments. And I will say this, you're not supposed to. I like Simon Pegg. I hate the character Gary King.
Yeah.
Hated him. Yeah. And you're supposed
to. I think you're supposed to.
You're supposed to. So
he was very good. He was very good.
Oh, yeah. Fantastic. He was fantastic. I loved Nick Frost in the movie.
He was good, too. They were playing very out of type, which was entertaining.
Yeah. And I'm not normally a huge Nick Frost fan, but I sort of enjoyed it. Wow. So that's Nerd Corner for this week.
Nerd.
Yeah. So The World's End.
It was the second best summer film ending in the word end that I saw this summer.
Oh, okay.
This is the end.
The Seth Rogen movie
was amazing.
I'll have to see that when it comes out on DVD.
I hate that I loved it, but it was fucking hilarious.
There you go. Oh. Hey, we got some news from Lindsay Vonn.
Thank God.
I know. Nabbing Tiger Woods was a hole in one for her. She's an Olympic skier. She's dishing about her relationship with Tiger to People Magazine.
Let's dish.
She says, there's really nothing about him that bothers me. Wait a minute. Well, is that Lindsay Vonn or is it you and Ted? it's very similar. He doesn't even leave the seat up. It's awesome.
I don't need
Did
to see
well, that's really all you say need, that? Really.
She really said that. That's a quote.
Wow.
That's all you need.
That's like the highest praise you can give a guy.
I'm going to go back to that in a minute, too. She went on to say, from a personal standpoint, everything in my life has changed. It's a complete 180 in a short period of time. I went from being married and living on my own in L.A. to having a new boyfriend and being totally self-sufficient and super independent.
Yeah.
That sounds very confusing to me. Because, I mean, she was married, she did get divorced, and now she's with Tiger Woods, and he doesn't leave the seat up. So are you really independent, or are you just hanging out with your even richer boyfriend?
How bad was the husband?
He left the seat down.
You know, I don't know.
Sorry, get confused.
I don't know. I'm glad she's happy. I'm glad he's happy. I don't care if he's happy. I'm glad she's happy. That's nice. But let me just talk a little bit about women in the bathroom.
Yeah, let's
just really, really
time.
Quickly. Because our friend Mignon posted on Facebook that she dropped her toothbrush in the toilet.
That's a bummer.
It is. That never happens in my place because I put the lid down. I don't just put the
that
seat
never
down.
Happens in your place because the toilet's in the opposite end of the room.
Well, that's not been every place. But I have a policy of I put the lid down on the toilet.
You should, because it is dirty when you leave the lid up, like the stuff that sprays out in the world that you can't see.
But
is bad.
The one thing I've noticed is most women I know will prefer to leave the seat down and the lid up. Ooh. Explain. Please explain.
Okay,
defend
I'll tell
your
you
gender.
Why.
Don't do that. I can't.
I can tell you why.
Oh.
Because.
I can too, but let's hear your explanation
okay,
first.
Okay, well, this is my explanation. Because as a person who never has to lift the seat up, or whatever, I never have to touch the toilet with anything but my butt, ever,
so
unless I put the lid up and down.
So you flush it with your butt?
Well, I guess I flush it with my hands, but I don't know. I don't like leaning over toilets. I don't like toilet water smell. I don't, you know, I mean, I clean the toilets, sure.
Yeah, but if that's true, you really should put the lid down, because this stuff is it's aerosoling all over your, all over your room. It gets like a really, I read an article once and now I've ruined your life the same way it was ruined
I'm
for me
not
when I read
saying
that article.
That I'm right. I'm just telling you, this is why I have the habit. In general, I don't touch the toilet if I don't have to.
Okay.
That's why.
Oh, Ted,
I always flush it with my foot when I'm out when it's
oh me too palace. I always flush it with my foot when I'm out. I only flush with my hand at home.
I love the old bathrooms of the Capitol because they actually have foot flushers.
Yeah,
and I don't know why that, I mean, why that should be a thing. Why isn't that a thing?
I always flush with my foot
because they have automatic flushers now.
Those are the worst.
And you just flush arbitrarily or don't flush at all,
right? Or they flush really forcefully. Ugh.
So, yeah, I don't know what that
like
problem is.
Like cowering in the corner.
You want the seat down and put the lid up is what you're saying.
That's what women seem to prefer.
You can do whatever you want, honey.
Okay.
Well, I'll work it out.
Right. But here's the reason that I think it is. I think women are incredibly on autopilot so much of the time Because if you leave, the whole thing with like, oh, you left the seat up, so I fell in.
Nah.
Like, you what, did you walk in with your eyes closed and a guide dog? What is going on with that? So it's like you go in on autopilot, you go, oh, walk into there, here's where I walk. I take three steps here, I turn around, I pull my pants down, and I sit. Boom.
Is that what you girls do when you go to the bathroom? Ladies do when you go to the bathroom?
Yeah, with three steps, and we sit, and we just go.
And like, wherever that lands.
Because we're on autopilot, so whatever.
I mean, as ladies, you want the toilet seat down. Well, you said because you don't want to touch the toilet. But Christiana, where do you lie on this
issue? I always
want
the seat down.
Like, if Rob were to put the seat down, would you be like, Rob?
Well, I'm sure...
I don't know. Okay. I think probably half the time the lid's down, half the time it's up. Rob usually always puts the
lid down,
seat down. No, he doesn't put the lid down.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Mm-hmm. I always want the seat down. The lid we've started putting down more because our kitten likes to go toilet fishing, which is not good for anybody. So we just try to keep it sealed.
Yeah, yeah.
He caught some croupies. It was terrible.
It was terrible.
So anyway, Tiger and what's her name? Happy.
Living the dream.
It's great. Lindsay Vaughn. Olympian. Olympian. Ted found this story, which amused me.
Oh.
It's an Arkansas State Senator Jeremy Hutchinson who has a photo of himself with a Batman mask on. Not quite sure why. He's advocated for arming teachers in the aftermath of the school shootings in Newtown, Connecticut. Well, he accidentally shot a teacher with a rubber bullet during a training course.
Yikes.
According to the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, he participated in an active shooter training and mistakenly shot a teacher who was confronting a so-called bad guy. The experience gave him some pause, but failed to shake his confidence in the plan. To quote him, the idea would be to have a trained resource officer in every school. The state and school districts can't afford that. So I think the best thing is to keep him out of there with a gun because he's just going to start shooting teachers.
Ugh, the whole but idea.
I think we've seen that sort of thing on TV before where it's like you go through this scenario and they like pop out and it's like, is it a good guy? Is it a bad guy? I don't know why they were doing it with actual teachers.
Yeah, I'm not sure either.
We need to arm our teachers.
Well, I understand that, but normally it's like cutouts. So if you shoot them, you don't actually shoot people.
I don't think we need to arm our teachers.
They decided to go with rubber bullets.
I think if as a teacher, you're also expected to act as a security officer at the same time, like
you gotta get paid
definitely
more
get
that.
Paid more.
It
yeah.
should be in the contract.
Like well, that's a whole other job.
And they are responsible for security in a way in terms of like, oh, there's a fire alarm. Kids do this. This
right.
is going on. Kids do this. They're not a police officer.
They're not expected to be like Steven Spielberg.
Exactly.
No. Blow it up.
That's
a twist callback. Hashtag what?
By the way, AMC had a Steven Seagal marathon, actual Steven Seagal marathon on Labor Day.
AMC. Steven Seagal marathon.
American Movie Classic.
It's not what it used to be.
It is not.
It used to be such a good station and has not.
Oh,
been
yeah.
That.
Now all they have
classic is. Classic movies you
just,
gotta go to. For
they just have crap like, you know, Breaking Bad and.
Mad Men.
I'm not talking about the original programming, but they used to show older films that you couldn't find on other.
Yeah, Steven Seagal and American Movie Classics don't go together in my mind. But.
Well, see, classics have evolved. I mean, it's like oldies weren't 80s songs when you were a kid, but they are now.
Well, look,
but
like a classic now. Stuff. Like E.T., I think, is a classic, even though it's from
the
80s.
I fucking hate that movie.
Yeah, but
I hate that movie.
Everyone but Christiana.
I know.
But Steven Seagal is
yeah.
not a classic.
And who directed E.T.?
Steven
Jean-Claude Van Damme. Yeah. I don't know.
Christiana, how old were you when you first saw E.T.?
Oh, 4 or 5.
Well, did it
terrifying.
Freak you out? Oh.
He was, I cried and cried because he was sick. He was dying. And to this day, I get uncomfortable around that much plastic sheeting.
Too many
like, when my house is being painted, I go right to that scene.
Aww.
And it was scary. And it was sad. And
I love that
See,
movie.
That makes sense. You and I are like a little bit older. Like I think I saw like 8 or 9.
We were more mature.
And we were like the perfect age. And so I fell in love with E.T. and I just thought it was incredible.
Yeah, it didn't really resonate with me.
You were a little older.
A little older.
So you were a little too old for it.
Yeah, and I saw it. It was just like,
okay. Well,
it's okay.
Ted, you and I were in the magic sweet spot.
Well, that's kind of sad. Yeah, I want to see it again.
Good timing.
Yeah, it's not. I'm not going to say anything bad about it. It just obviously wasn't for me. It didn't
right.
sort of fall in. And so it doesn't resonate with me the same way.
Well, there's also just the fact that if I love something with my heart that is a movie or a TV show, then it won't resonate with Nate and vice versa. I think the... the only place we meet is Breaking Bad and Sons of Anarchy, and literally everything else.
Well, maybe not everything, but yes, we are about 180 degrees apart on the things that we're really super into.
But you're both, you're still friends, and that's
what
inspires me.
We are still friends. It's good. But I'm always like, Nate, this is special. Would you?
Where's the new black
But it's okay. I'm not saying it. I'm not saying anything bad about Orange is the New Black. I just, I tried.
Oh no, I'm
I know
not
you
offended.
Did try,
and I know that's what you're referring to. But
yeah. I'm talking. I just brought it up. Yeah,
yeah.
I feel like that's not the only thing, though. I think there's
there are a few things.
It's
but
okay.
It's all good.
Yeah, I mean, there's no. Not everybody has to agree on everything.
Exactly.
See, I wish America could learn that lesson. Maybe in politics, if we could learn that lesson. That we can disagree and still find common ground on some things and make things work, it would be all okay.
Wow.
So you watch like 3.5 hours of Orange is the New Black, so I think I owe you like, what's that, like one football game?
Yeah, I don't care if you watch football or not.
Oh.
It's like, that's like a half of a Raider game, though. Good God, those are terrible. Sorry, Raider fans, your team is terrible.
But in good news, Mountaineers won their first game Saturday. I'm off to a great start for the season.
No, college football?
Yep.
I decided to root a little bit for the Oregon State Beavers this year.
Hate beavers.
Because I like beavers, as I'm wearing my Beavers t-shirt.
That's what she said in Orange is New Black.
And they did what they do every year, which is lose to a team they have no business losing to. Last year it was Sacramento State. This year it was Eastern Washington.
Woo, Sac State!
At home. So they did that. But UCLA kicked some butt because it was cupcake weekend.
Bruins is like my second team.
There you go.
Like second favorite.
So this is a disturbing trend. Or is
I'm
it?
I'm
going
to call this today in.
Not yet.
Oh, come on.
Nope.
Please.
No, let me tell the story first.
Fine.
A number of women across the country have listed their positive pregnancy tests for sale on Craigslist. One expectant mother.
What's that number? I want to know what that number is.
Buffalo, New York is selling.
At least three. I think there's three.
Yeah,
the,
there's at least.
The story.
Okay.
Mother in Buffalo, New York is selling her used sticks for $25 each. That's according to the Daily Dot. Another New Jersey mom.
Go ahead.
Another New Jersey mom writes, want to get your boyfriend to finally pop the question? Play a trick on mom or dad or one of your friends? Okay, I'm all for the last parts of that. But yeah, if you're doing that to get your boyfriend to pop the question, there's a special place in hell for you if it exists. Anyway, scrolling through the site, there appears to be no shortage of sellers, and many are aware that customers could be using the tests for dubious reasons. One post, I'm pregnant and I will sell you
what
my...
What would be the undubious reason?
A prank.
Joke.
That's a little dubious.
That's not funny. My sweet mate.
It is kind of funny.
My sweet mate did that to her boyfriend in college.
It's not funny
it
for your
was
boyfriend.
Not
did
funny.
Did they break up? Did he dump her?
Eventually.
Okay.
Yeah,
he
of course
threw
he
a
did.
Trash can from the second floor balcony down to the quad.
Yeah, that,
when she came clean about it.
As I said before, that's not something you do to your boyfriend. That's something for mom and dad.
But question.
Yes.
Can't you just be like, Mom, Dad, I'm pregnant. Ha ha ha. Like, do you really bring out your peed on stick and like wave it in their face? Like, who does that when they announce
it does
a pregnancy?
Take it to the next level.
It does. I have proof. They're like, nah, you're full of crap. Now look, I have a positive test. Ha ha.
Okay, I am full of crap.
Yeah.
No,
that was
$25. This is not a thing. This is not a thing. I'm calling it not a thing. This is not a thing. This cannot be a thing. Or we can try it. Let's post one on Craigslist. Just see how people. We could do the anonymous, you know, reply. Say we have a positive pee stick. Let's see the offers come in.
All right. We'll put your phone number.
We'll know it's a trend if Gordy Little writes about it
sure.
in a few weeks. They're flying off the shelves, these positive pee sticks.
Well, he doesn't know what Craigslist is yet. Come on.
Oh, you're right. You're right.
The Nate Darling Show. Cool. Or Tool.
Whoa.
All right. First up in Cool or Tool, Lindsay Vonn. Becca, what say you?
I guess she's cool. She's an Olympic lady. She's in love. Sure. Cool.
Ted?
Yeah, that sounds good. She's cool. No worries.
Christiana?
Tool. She's always broken.
Aw.
Seriously, she's always injured and she's just, I don't know, she's like fragile psyched athlete, whatever.
There you go. She's cool. She posed in her bikini. She wasn't messing around with Tiger when he was married. She became Tiger's girlfriend after the whole scandal, so... Lindsay Vonn's cool. Up next in Cooler Tool, rubber bullets. Ted, what say you?
Rubber bullets? Cheryl.
Sure.
I don't care about rubber. I don't. Yeah, no. Wait. Yeah, they're. No, I don't know. Jesus. Not cool because guns are lame.
Okay. Christiana?
I have no idea.
Wait, whose bullets and why would they need rubbing?
Rubber.
I hardly know her.
Tool.
Becca?
All bullets are Tool.
I'm going to go Cool because otherwise that state senator would have really seriously wounded that teacher.
Ah, good point. Good point. Counterintuitive.
There's no guns. There'd be no bullets to shoot the teacher with. Blah, blah, blah.
Well, fine. Why don't we go back to making fire, Ted?
Yeah,
with our bare
fire.
Hands.
That's true.
Yeah, we'll take away your lighter. No. Get rid of all technology, including what's in your hand. Okay. And finally, in Cooler Tool, Tricky Chickies. That's right, Tricky Chickies.
What does that even mean?
It's chicks who try and pull tricks with, like, pregnancy tests and things like that.
Cool. Oh, I thought maybe it was, like, a chicken that, like, starts crossing the road and then, like, fakes you out and, like, takes the side.
I would totally swerve and hit that chicken. Christiana, what do you think?
I'm not going to... I can't. This is not a thing.
Well, that's... that. We're not talking about the story. We're just talking
tool,
about...
fine.
There you go. Ted?
Tricky Chickies. That sounds weird, but no, that doesn't sound cool. Don't be tricky.
Becca?
Swerving to hit imaginary chickens in my metaphors is Tool.
Ooh.
Yeah, but we're not talking about your metaphors. We're talking about Tricky Chickies.
They're also Tool.
Yes, they are. We have a quorum.
Wow.
How often does that happen?
It happens.
It does.
Yay.
That's what we do here.
We all agree, except for Orange is the New Black.
Yeah,
it's the only thing that we disagree on.
That's the
just
only
the one thing.
Thing. Well, how interesting would the show be if it was just one of us saying something and everybody else went,
yep.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're right.
That's a good point, Nate. Mm-hmm. You're right.
See?
No, actually, you're wrong. It would be a great show if we did that.
Fight, fight.
Nate, you're 100% right.
See? I already have that.
Oh, well, geez.
All right, so any ideas? Did you guys watch this clip of Andy Cohen?
I couldn't watch it because I was at work and I have no sound.
So did you guys watch? Do you know the answer?
No.
Okay, Ted, do you know the answer?
I don't know the answer.
Would you like to guess the one guest that Andy Cohen doesn't want ever to see again?
Is it the New Jersey housewife?
Is that your guess?
That's my guess.
Okay. Ted, what's your guess?
I have no idea what the
Danielle
context is. I don't know. No idea. Sorry.
I literally had to Wikipedia Andy Cohen to learn who he was today. And I only realized just now in the context of this conversation that he has a show and that's what we're talking about.
It's on Bravo. It's called Watch What Happens Live. I will say this. It is a person, I'll give you a hint, it is a person who is on a reality show, but it is not a reality show on Bravo. So that lets out your housewives.
Oh, well. Andy Cohen is a producer of the Housewives series who is like a Bravo VP who decided, you know what, I run this shit, I'm going to give myself my own talk show.
And he's hella gay.
Yeah, he's hella gay.
I'm trying to even think of a show that stars a terrible person that's current, and I don't know.
You may be going in the wrong direction. It might not be somebody that you think is terrible.
I have no idea. Tila Tequila. I have no idea. I'm just...
You give up, Ted?
I give up.
All right, let's see if the internet lets me down or if it'll let me play this for you.
That they'll never be asked back.
Maybe a couple that I won't mention. I will say Jillian Michaels was on, and I know she's a member of your tribe.
She is. That doesn't mean you can't talk about
what
her.
What tribe is that?
Right? Lesbians.
Oh.
No.
She was so mean to my staff. She freaked out after the show, and she was so mean to my staff. She was yelling at them like they were on The Biggest Loser. And
so that's the answer to the question. Who does Andy Cohen not want to see again? It's Jillian Michaels.
Wow.
From The Biggest Loser.
Okay.
There you go.
That's
take
not
that,
good.
Lady.
I know. I was a little surprised too. I mean, she's a tough, hard edge trainer and lesbian, which is fine, but apparently not nice to the people at Watch What Happens Live, which is not fine at all.
Be nice, lady.
Yeah, be nice,
lady.
Meh.
Do you want to take that up with her in person? I feel like she could take all of us.
Whatever.
Yeah, probably. She's pretty.
Okay.
She's
pretty whatever. She's full of hot air. Anyway, somebody I'm more interested in, Dita Von Teese. You know who Dita Von Teese is?
Yes.
Yep. Okay. Ted?
That article was sultry. I read all of it.
Not
sultry
as such, but it's something you could tell me about.
She is a burlesque artist of sorts, and she used to date Marilyn Manson.
A long time ago.
Yeah, it was
a
while ago.
She has a career beyond that.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. She had a career before. She had a
name.
Yeah,
before
a name.
She was replaced by like a 15-year-old. Or
sure.
Evan Rachel Wood. Yeah.
Yeah, so she's 40 now, and she says there's a lot more to feeling sexy than just being young or having a perfect body. It's about cultivating.
Those two things are a good start.
It does, yes. It is about cultivating wit and cultivating your sexual power and technique. In the past 10 years, I feel much more savvy about seduction and my ability to relate to men in a better, more suave way than I did when I was much younger.
Rico Suave.
She's got a new show coming to New York called Burlesque Strip Strip Hooray at the Gramercy Theater. She says men are quite easy.
That's true.
It is. She goes on, for me, indulging in beautiful lingerie and pleasurable things that many people reserve for just seduction, I like to include those things in my everyday life. That means installing dimmer switches in every room of her Hollywood home, keeping candles lit at all times, and spritzing herself with her favorite perfume daily.
That is not safe, because those hills are usually dry like a tinderbox. You should not have candles on the whole time.
Well, I believe it's inside.
It's a bad neighborhood.
Probably has sprinklers. She says, that way when it comes time to seduce, I can focus on other things, like using my wit.
Ooh,
it's true. She boasts her own lingerie collection, Von Follies, which is currently sold online. We'll have a U.S. retailer next spring. She says she's dating casually. She's been linked to Russell Crowe. She insists she's still single and thinks sexiness is all about highlighting one's assets. Quote, good lighting is important. Good lighting and keeping it mysterious. You have to leave them wanting more. So there you go.
Good job.
So,
lady.
She answers their sex questions. How would you rate the last time you had sex? She said it was pretty fun. It was fun in a way that you were like, oh, this would be a great story to tell. It was a good story to tell. That's all.
But she doesn't tell the
story.
But
I'm not going to tell it.
No. yeah. And then the next question. Generally, when I have sex, it's... She goes, exciting. As a single girl, I'm not having sex with the same person on a regular basis. Exciting is the right word. It's going to be good. Is it going to be bad? I don't know. But I'm excited, wondering.
Sounds exciting.
Until it's bad, and then probably not anymore. So
that's
so much candles and mood lighting going to waste if it's bad.
No.
Well, and the perfume. And I would think at a certain point the perfume would also become a fire hazard with that many candles around.
Yeah.
Wow, that sounds dangerous.
It does.
Makes it sexier, I guess.
Yeah, oh, danger is, you know, that...
Sexy
open flames. Woo!
It brings excitement to the world.
Yeah. But I really like Dita Von Teese as, like, a fashion... I don't know, icon seems like too strong a word, but, you know, she rocks a lot of vintage fashion that is really cool, and she was writing, like, a vintage makeup tips column for a while, and that stuff was really neat. I like her style. I don't know much about her, like, naked lingerie style, but her, like, regular walking around Hollywood style is pretty awesome.
I like her style, too, but I can only imagine, to me, her vintage makeup tips would be just be like, try red lipstick. Have you used red lipstick? It should be really, really red. Put on some red lipstick. Because that's, like, the iconic, like, 40s or, you know, pinup girl is just like, whatever. Make sure lipstick's red and you're cool.
She very much cultivates a very Betty Page style look.
Yeah. Which, again, a fantastic fashion.
Super cute. Yeah.
She's adorable. She's an attractive lady. I'm looking at pictures of her now.
Yeah, she's very pretty.
Are you?
Well, it was funny because her column was actually like a question and answer, and people would ask her things like, how do I keep up my, like, pinup girl style when I go to the gym? And I'm like, well, that's a valid question if that kind of thing really matters to you, you know? And I forget what Dita's answer was, but she had one, you know?
Wear some red lipstick.
Exactly. Uh-huh.
Show some cleavage.
Yeah.
Sweatproof red
You could still wear fishnets. It's fine.
Yep. Yeah. whatever you like. It's the gym. Do whatever you want. Wear pump. Don't wear stilettos on the treadmill, though.
It's raining, everyone.
Oh, no, that's the air conditioner.
It's air conditioning, everyone.
I forgot to turn the air conditioner off.
We'll just say it's raining. It's like a tiki room
fine.
Now.
It's fine. We'll work through it.
It is nice and cool, though.
The hum you hear in the background is just the air conditioner. We're going to leave it on. You all right?
I was singing the tiki
room.
Oh, okay.
I'm fine.
The gods have been angered by all our celebrating.
Oh, I wish I had a dull pineapple whip right now.
I know, right? I want to make a vegan one.
All right. Now it's time for Is This a Thing?
Oh,
again?
Yay.
No, that wasn't this.
That wasn't
thing.
The official. I'm sorry.
That wasn't a thing when Christiana said
it wasn't
this
a thing.
A thing.
The
yeah.
thing, not a thing, wasn't a thing.
It is a thing. It's on Craigslist. It was published in the UK. This is from the Chico News and Review, and I ask, is this a thing? If you're asking your watch whether or not you're drunk, you already have the answer to the question. And with the Kisai intoxicated breathalyzer watch, even though you may not be drunk, when you start blowing into it, people around you will surely think you are. The stainless steel timepiece features an always-on LED display, a breathalyzer, and a sobriety game that tests your reflexes and response time by tasking you with stopping a roving LED line in the dead center of the watch face. It's fitting that the Kasai Intoxicated includes a sobriety game because the watch's design makes it for entertainment purposes only. That legal disclaimer essentially strips the reliability and functionality of the breathalyzer and shifts its entire purpose to being a bar game on your wrist.
No, it just strips its the legal liability.
Though it takes approximately 3 hours to fully charge via USB connection, a single charge lasts for close to a month. That's plenty of time to finish your pub crawl.
Hopefully, yeah.
All the way to the world's end.
Uh-huh. Like literally the world's
end. The $149 price tag is going to put a little crimp in your bar budget, but Tokyo Flash ensures that every penny is well spent by pairing.
I can think of some people who should buy it.
Right. High quality materials and solid construction with a bold original style. A breathalyzer cap even resembles a flask screw cap, and its attention to detail keeps the watch on your wrist.
But my question is, I read that and I was kind of like, oh, a breathalyzer watch. Are people doing this now? And then it was like, for entertainment purposes only, but it's really expensive. And so I was like, is it even, like, does it work? Are people going to buy it? If they buy it, does it help?
It probably, my guess is it works, but corporate counsel was like, hey, whoa. Right. We don't want a bunch of people who are like, but it said I was. And then their estate sues when they die because they got in the car because the thing...
Or somebody,
was it calibrated or broke or whatever? Somebody drove
anyway. Or they were too drunk to use it right.
Yeah, exactly. So
I tried to use it.
It probably does work like just fine, but they don't want you relying on that shit in court or trying to sue.
Yeah, it says if you buy you can buy breathalyzer tests, and I believe they all say the same thing too, that they're for entertainment purposes only. It's really just a reference point for you. So if you're like, I've been here for 3 hours.
I've been to the first 9 pubs.
And I've had 4 drinks in 3 hours. How am I legally over the limit? And you would sort of go, okay, where am I at? And if you blow in it and get like a 0.07, you might go, ooh, that's too close for me. And if you blow like a 0.03, you're like, I'm good. I'm just not going to go to a checkpoint.
Something about this makes me nervous, though, because drunk driving is so dangerous to yourself and other people. Like, do we really need breathalyzer watches, or can we just like all get a designated driver or a cab or whatever?
We can't all. I mean, we should all, but we can't all. We don't all.
We don't all, but can we?
I would like us to.
Well, the problem is anybody who is of the mindset that they're going to spend $149 on a breathalyzer watch is probably not going to drink and drive anyway because they're already thinking about it. The people that drink and drive are the people who don't put any forethought into it at all. They're like, I'll be fine.
Maybe you get it and say, here, buddy, you look too, you know, your friend, you're too drunk. Here, let me prove it to you. And then they'll look at it and say, okay.
I had a long conversation once.
I don't know.
With somebody who was getting fired from a job not because of getting a DUI, but because of the jail time the person was going to have to serve because they got the DUI and because they didn't ask for the time off the right way.
Sure, you got to ask for like a personal retreat. I need a mental health month.
Didn't need to actually end up getting fired, but the string of reasons for like you'd think. Going through this experience and having the double whammy of having to go to jail and losing your job would make you be a little bit more circumspect about it. Instead, it was just a stream of like, I had to. How was I going to get my car home? I had to get home. There was nowhere to go. What was I going to do? I had to get my car home. And I was like, you could have taken a cab. You could have sat at Denny's. You could have just sat in your car. You could have done... really like an endless number of things
you could have stopped
that aren't driving.
You could have not made a bunch of excuses about why you were endangering the lives of others.
Exactly. But they had no choice.
People prefer to make excuses for their behavior rather than taking responsibility for it.
Frequently.
Yeah, sure. It's true. Hey, it's time for Florida Corner.
Yay.
Yay.
Maybe. I don't know.
It is a thing. and this one, you're going to want to go to our new online paper, and the link will be on the website because you have to see this to believe it. His name is Vulture, and he has the most incredible party trick this side of that one guy who could turn water into wine. It's called butt water. And while entirely infantile and moronic, according to this article anyway, it's just about the coolest and funniest thing that, the BrowardPalmBeach.com blogs have seen in a long time. It's called butt water. And this guy shoots water out of his butt.
Is it essentially he just gives himself an enema and then farts? I mean, is that what we're talking about? Or what are we talking about?
Does it make a really good sound? I think you should play it.
I will. Hold on.
Hang on, Credence.
So there's a naked man running around a backyard, surrounded by people. They're enjoying this a great deal.
I wouldn't want to get close if someone was going to...
Well, I think after the first time, it's probably pretty clean. Because he uses a hose.
I don't even want clean butt water.
Apparently, people would come from miles across Florida to discover what all the hoopla over butt water was about.
Don't drink from the hose, everybody.
Yeah, you don't want to drink from that hose. So,
try it one more time.
Oh, is he going to try it one more time?
Here we go.
Oh, he's coming back. He's doing an encore. Oh, now he's just chasing after people naked. And, now that's not good.
He butt watered at a guy in his face, I think.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's sort of like farting on somebody, but with water.
I'm not coming to anyone's party in Florida. I'm sorry.
That's probably for the best. So,
Broward County?
Yes.
Yep. Okay.
I think that's where the welcome center water? Was, honey.
Oh, that makes sense.
For our Bahamas vacation.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, you know, women take things seriously in Florida, too. Especially, you know, it's a domestic dispute, and that's always sad, but it began with an argument over a used tampon discarded on the floor, ended with an arrest of a Florida woman for allegedly battering her husband. Apparently, the husband of Cortiza Leandra Sellers asked to speak with her 17-year-old daughter about the discarded tampon. While discussing the unsanitary nature of leaving used tampons on the floor, the argument became heated as the dispute transitioned into a shoving match. Sellers allegedly scratched her spouse on the side of his face, drawing blood. Though her husband did not want her arrested, investigators determined that she was the primary aggressor during the confrontation. As a result, she was busted on a battery count and booked into the county jail. They had not set bail as of the writing. She's scheduled for a September 24th court appearance on the misdemeanor charge.
So wait, if you call the police and say you don't want someone to press charges, they can still... charges?
Yeah, anything that's a domestic call and the police show up, they figure out who the primary aggressor is, and that person
goes to jail.
Oh.
Yep.
Because there were too many instances of police showing up, and, I mean, 99% of the time, the male is the aggressor.
Right.
They would show up in a situation, and the woman would go, no, he's fine, I don't want him arrested. And then far, far too often, she would end up...
Hurt, worse, or dead.
So, or they call him back over, you know, the police come out over and over and over, no action is ever taken.
So basically now, in virtually every state in the country, if not every state, if the police go up to a domestic dispute, at the very least, one person is leaving the house and has to go somewhere else.
All right.
If they're not arrested. So.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Good
you know, although I do see his point. Used tampons on the ground and on the bathroom floor are kind of unsanitary.
I kind of don't even understand how that would happen. Yeah, it must have
missed
been an accident.
The receptacle. Somewhere.
Nobody would just be like, "This goes here." Yeah.
Well, maybe she was trying like a hook shot. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. Women are on autopilot in the bathroom. You know how it is.
Obviously. Yeah, you know what else? Haters are going to hate.
What?
It's true.
That doesn't make sense.
It is. A new study published in the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology corroborates the hip-hop and internet truism that you just can't win with some people. It's true. In their paper, Attitudes Without Objects, psychologists Justin Helper and Dolores Albarracin show that those who already hold a lot of negative views are more likely to react negatively to new stimuli. The pair asked a group of 200 men and women to evaluate how they felt about various objects, such as camping, healthcare, architecture, taxidermy, crossword puzzles, and, for some reason, Japan.
I hate Japan.
They took note of the respondents who rated many of the unconnected prompts harshly. That would be the haters. A month later, they asked everybody again to weigh in to control for the possibility that the grumps were just in a bad mood. After making dependably hateful haters with the Scarlet H, the researchers presented the participants with information about a new product, the Monahan LPI 800 Compact 2/3 Cubic Foot 700 Watt Microwave Oven. The elaborately titled microwave oven does not exist, but participants didn't know this and were given 3 glowing fake reviews and 3 dissatisfied fake reviews. While people who more or less like taxidermy and crossword puzzles also like the oven, the haters drenched their fake consumer surveys in haterade. They were also more likely to hate on recycling and vaccine shots.
Oh, my goodness.
This is the strangest scientific study ever. In other words, although you may be as inoffensive as the Monahan LPI 800 compact two-thirds cubic foot 700-watt microwave oven, some people will still think you're the worst.
Wow.
I love that. If you like puzzles and taxidermy, you'll probably like this fictitious oven.
That was it's me. Science. I was a hater yesterday. I got they were doing Nielsen polling at the movie theater.
Oh, yeah.
And so I was like, sure. I love doing. I used to do survey research, so I always like take pity on those people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, sure, I'll do it. And they were focus grouping commercials for the new Machete movie.
Oh.
Whatever it's called.
Yeah.
With the what's his name? Danny
Trejo.
Yeah. And I mean, it may not have been made for me.
Right.
Or my group. And I was like, I wouldn't go see it because I don't give Mel Gibson money because he's a
horrible,
gives bad name to everybody, anti-Semitic, terrible, evil douchebag. And I don't want to have anything from me.
Right.
And also, it may not be that good a movie with women or anything else.
But Mel knows what women want.
Right.
Oh, Mel.
Right.
Well, no. There was the movie he started.
Movie.
Yeah.
So I was like, hater was going to hate. Because basically, like, all the, you know, when they have, like, the positive frame questions, it was like, somewhat disagree, very disagree, very disagree. And then, like, the flip version would be like, this movie doesn't speak to me. Agree. Like,
no.
There's nothing you can do. There's no commercial edit that's going to make me be like, yeah, I totally am going to see this. Sure, it looks campy and funny, but also stupid as shit. And Mel Gibson, no. Mel Gibson and Charlie Sheen. Like,
oh, no.
I don't know.
Douche
I mean,
squad.
Does it need more Mel Gibson? No. Like, one of the questions was like,
somewhat
was
disagree.
Was there enough of this person? Like, too much, not enough, just right? And I'm like, too much.
And
too
at this
much.
At this point, you're just taking your own anger at yourself for stopping to do this thing.
I am, because she said it would take 5 minutes. And so when we were moving into minute 12, I was like, we have like 45 minutes of babysitter time left, and I don't want to spend it talking to you.
Exactly.
Right.
I got a phone call on my cell phone, and it was one of these unsolicited calls. And I was like, would you like to, you know, it was like a pause and this person picks up and I go, who is this? Mm. And he's like, hey, I'm from blah, 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 blah. And something about online school. And I'm like, where did you get my number? Yeah. And he's like, oh, well, you probably went through one of our career websites and blah, blah, blah. And that's crap because I never put my telephone number on the internet.
Right.
They bought it somewhere and that's fine. And he goes, well, and we're doing it's for this. And I said, okay, I know you're just doing your job, and I don't want to be rude, but I'm not interested in this. I have a college degree and a job, and I have no need for this service. And then he pulls this, and this is where you're going to get it every time from me. he pulls this move. Yeah, but blah, 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 and goes into his sales pitch. He's starting to read off his card, and I said, listen, I tried to be polite. I told you, and then he hung up, like right in the middle.
I usually, well, it's because they have to get to a certain like time or word, or they don't get paid for that call.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
oh, I didn't
most
know
of
that.
The time
I
they have to complete either. They have to complete a certain amount of it to get credit for having it be like a completed
Aww.
Call. Yeah, so that's why they want to get through as much.
So don't even bother being polite to them. Just hang up.
That's what
I do. I do like they get through. We did one like timeshare vacation thing once.
Oh no!
And so now I get calls every so
of
often, which
you
is
do.
Okay because I still like. I mean, whatever. So they call and they're like, we're with such and such travel. We have an exciting opportunity for you to go to like Florida or Mexico. And I said, we're not really traveling right now. I'm sorry. You know, I'm not interested. I'm not going to buy anything. Most of the time they say, okay, thank you. And they hang up.
Right.
But if they say one more thing, I'm like, I'm really sorry. I have to go click. And that's
You're
it.
Nice.
So
yeah, I don't
yell at them. I just end the conversation perhaps a little
well,
more
I was,
prematurely.
I was nice. I was like, I'm sorry. I'm not, I know you're just doing your job, but I'm not interested. And then he went into the sales pitch and it was like the time I was walking through Midtown and I was on my cell phone talking to my dad and there was a hobo on an opposite corner. And I could hear him like yelling stuff.
With a bindle or without a bindle?
No bindle. And he's like, blah, 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 blah. And I'm ignoring him because I'm on the phone with my dad. And I'm literally kitty corner across the street from him. And I'm crossing and now I'm across one street from him. And he pulls this one. Hey, don't ignore me.
That's what the guys say when they ask you to smile and you don't smile. They say the same thing.
He's like, hey, don't ignore me.
Like the same person.
So, and I had the phone on the side toward him. So it wasn't like it was a big mystery. And I just took the phone and I was on the phone with my dad at the point. And I held the phone up and I went, hey, I'm on the fucking phone, asshole.
Hef did not like.
Yeah, he doesn't like that.
It's okay, Hef.
And then I put the phone back in my ear. My dad goes, "What are you doing?"
Yelling at aggressive hobos.
I said, "I'm yelling
at people who are having a much worse day than I."
I said, "I'm dealing with people. That's what I'm doing. I'm dealing with people."
Dealing. There you go.
No, it was
deal
one of those.
With it.
Yeah, it's. I'm nice to people until they pass a certain point, and then
they cross the red line.
They cross the line, and that's what happens.
The Nate Darling Show.
Welcome to our little town.
Oh boy.
Small town news.
Yeah. It's time for something positive in small town news.
Yay.
Sort of.
It's not Gordy Little.
It is not. It's from the great state of Maine. Lisbon, Maine, to be precise, where two people were arrested and 15 others charged following what police say was an underage drinking party over on Crest Avenue.
Ooh, the police had time to check it out.
Yeah, they did. What else are they going to do? Acting on an anonymous tip, Lisbon police discovered the party just before 11 p.m., that's according to a release issued on Wednesday by the Lisbon PD. Officers arrested Zachary Childs, who's 21, charged him with misdemeanor furnishing of liquor to a minor. They also arrested 18-year-old Alyssa Hubert of Lisbon, who is charged with the misdemeanor of allowing a minor to possess or consume alcohol and consumption of liquor by a minor. They were both taken to the Androscoggin County Jail and given court dates of October 9th. Now, Jody E. Day of Brunswick was issued a summons on charges of consumption of liquor by a minor, furnishing liquor to a minor, and allowing a minor to possess or consume liquor. More summons for consumption of liquor by a minor were given to a bunch of other people who are 18 or 19 years old. And five juveniles will be referred to a juvenile community corrections worker to face possible court action, according to the police release. Really? I understand there's no real crime going on in Lisbon, Maine right now, but you're going to go ahead and drag people off to jail for having a Coors Light? I know it's against the law. I know it's terrible. I know it's a gateway to
killing.
To
Miller
yeah.
High Life.
Yeah, it is.
Wrestling.
Or microbrews.
Yeah, at a certain point, they'll be on a corner yelling, "Don't ignore me."
Ah.
And I'll be yelling back at them.
Or texting their wieners to people.
Man, that 20-year-old is never... He's never getting shoulder tapped outside the A&P ever again. This is terrible. They're like, you know that one guy. They're like, can you get us some booze, man? And now look at it. He's got a record.
Well, and I guarantee these are just all a group of friends. And you've got one friend. Because there's always one friend in the group who's a little bit older. These people are all between, except for like the five juveniles, are all between 18 and 21 years old. And give them a ticket. Give them a summons. Give them a fine. But
a warning?
Arresting people for this?
I agree.
Come on.
18 is that vote. I don't know.
That is what we like to call in New England wicked retarded.
Ooh.
So boo to the Lisbon, Maine PD.
Tool.
And double boo to whatever nosy a-hole dropped an anonymous tip on a party. Hey, there's some underage people drinking over there. You should go over and check it out.
Maybe it was just the noise complaint that turned into Trouble City.
Mm.
Yeah, you know what else? Settle down. All of you people. Just stop it.
The whole state of Maine?
Yep. The whole effing state of Maine.
Yeah.
They are nothing but trouble.
They are.
Here out of there.
It's like the Florida of the North. West.
No, that's
east.
That.
That's
yeah,
Ohio.
Florida of the North is Ohio.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Oh, those swing states. Figure it out.
Story out of Ohio this week that I posted on Mel and Larry's wall, which we didn't cover on the show, which was awesome. Apparently, someone went in to rob a convenience store and assaulted the clerk with a Bible. Hit them in the head with a Bible.
Wow.
Wow, depending on the version you get, whether it's hardcover
the King James,
or not, that can be a serious weapon.
It was.
If it was a Jewish one, the Hebrew and the English, it would be like extra thick and the commentary.
Ooh. Yeah.
Oh, man.
You don't want to do that with the Quran because bad things will happen after that.
Or
so.
A whole Torah. That'd be crazy.
Mm.
Oh, like a rolled up scroll of Torah? Yeah. Oh, yeah. That would be...
Very, very bad times.
And in bad taste.
If you're listening to this show, Rosh Hashanah starts tonight.
Oh, happy Rosh Hashanah, everyone.
Yeah, the night it comes out.
Shana Tova.
And Mashugana. Anyway, that's going to do it for this episode of the Nate Darling Show. Hey, if you'd like to buy a Rosh Hashanah gift.
It's not French, it's Hebrew. Rosh Hashanah.
Look, right, I'm trying.
I know.
You did really good.
I'm sorry.
I always say it funny, too. I'm like, Rosh Hashanah.
I bet you could. I'd be willing to bet you could find a lovely gift on Amazon. Go through NateDarlingShow.com.
Amazon.
Click the Shop Amazon tab. It helps support the show, and it'll save you some money. Indeed.
Do they have shofars on Amazon?
Probably.
Yeah, probably do, yeah.
Show enough.
Shot.
All
right.
Show thing. Later. Anyway, we're going to leave you with music from the Plain White Tees. It's should have gone to bed. Bye then. We'll see you on Friday.